Blog Talk Radio.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
You're listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
The Dolly McCarthy Show.
This show is made possible by the following sponsors.
Naperville Alarm Company is pleased to be the official alarm company and sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show, serving Naperville families and businesses for over 13 years, providing security, fire protection, CCTV, and more, including smartphone technology. Let NapervilleAlarmCompany.com customize the security system to suit your needs. Check out NapervilleAlarm.com/Dolly promo to receive a 20% off installation discount. Or you can give them a call at 630-885-7055. That's NapervilleAlarm.com. Bricconi's Italian restaurant, locations in North and South Naperville. It's the kind of food your mama wanted you to eat. Give them a call and order the best pizza in the Naperville area. 630-717-9530. That's 630-717-9530. Bricconi's. Napers Settlement, where history comes to play. Check out naperssettlement.org or give them a call at 630-305-5257. Sullivan Steakhouse offers guests a unique steakhouse experience with food, fun, cocktails, and live music, enticing guests to untie, unwind, and uncork. Check out sullivansteak.com. Give them a call and make your reservation today for this weekend at 630-305-0230. All Service Limousine, where service is their middle name. Book your next ride at 877-GETLIMO.com. Arthur Murray Dance, locations in Naperville and in Oak Brook. They didn't invent dancing, just the best way to teach it. Give them a call for your first free lesson, 630-355-6240, or check out ArthurMurrayNaperville.com. Divine Beauty Lux Spa, they are your sunless tanning professionals with answers to all of your sunless questions. You got a question? Give them a call at 630-585-7122, DivineBeautyLuxSpa.com. The Naperville Trolley and Tours, they're another proud sponsor of the Dolly McCarthy Show. They have four beautiful trolleys for weddings, bar hops, birthday parties, light tours, bat and bar mitzvahs, and much more. It's always more fun on the Naperville Trolley. The Naperville Park District, they provide recreation and park experiences that enrich the quality of life for the Naperville community. Check out NapervilleParks.org.
Have you been thinking about straightening your teeth and don't want to wear braces? Hi, this is Dr. Manal Ibrahim, American Board Certified Orthodontist and Invisalign Elite Provider. Here at Innovative Orthodontic Centers, I use the most innovative techniques to provide outstanding treatment to all my patients. And with Invisalign, the clearest way to a perfect smile, it is literally our secret that you're straightening your teeth. Come and talk to me about accelerated Invisalign, perfect teeth in half the time, and see what the buzz is all about. At Innovative Orthodontic Centers, we are also an impression-free office. Can you imagine that? No more molds of your teeth. Using an intraoral scanner, we take a video of your teeth that gets sent right to Invisalign. Call 855-563-3735 or visit us at orthocenters.org. I look forward to meeting you.
Innovative Orthodontic Centers. Voted best orthodontist in Naperville 4 years running. Call 855-563-3735. Start accelerated Invisalign the same day as your consult and receive an iPad mini. Stipulations do apply.
A kiss on the hand may be quite continental, but Dolly is a girl's best friend. A kiss may be grand, but it won't pay the rental on your humble flat or help you at the automat. Men grow cold as girls grow old, and we all lose our charms in the end. But square cut or pear shape, these rocks don't lose their shape. Dolly is a girl's best friend.
I love my aunt Dolly.
And I love you too, Jakey. Isn't he the cutest thing? Oh, man, you should see this kid. I could eat him up. Hey, everybody. Good morning and welcome. Welcome to the Dolly McCarthy Show. I am your host. Thank you so much for tuning in. Dolly McCarthy, yeah, me. And today we have a really good show. You know, every week I bring you good topics to discuss and good news and good guests, and we do have quite a few good guests today. Fun guests, so don't switch that dial, like they used to say in the olden days. And you will be guaranteed a good laugh. I promise you, and if it's at my expense, so be it, okay? I'm all fine with that. And I do welcome your calls, so give me a call. I am going to be giving away some stuff today. The number to call in is 347-945-7215. So lots of good guests coming up. Hey, if you've been in the Midwest, you know we are all freezing here. It's freezing here. Bring the heat, Meister, on. It's been below zero in Chicago for days. There's not really that much snow. I mean, there was quite a bit, but that's not what's keeping the kids home from school. It's the cold. It's the below zero temperatures. I got to say, when I was a kid, I remember below zero temperatures. Like, they were very, very common. I need to look back at the almanacs and see what temperatures really I grew up in, because I felt like, and we were always outside playing in building forts and doing things we shouldn't have been doing with snow, like stockpiling snow up against our garages and going climbing up to the roof of the garage and sliding off. We were crazy. And I can't believe my mother let us do this. Maybe she didn't know. I don't know. Moms back then, they just, all right, here's your trick cereal, and you're off you go, you know. It was the good old days. But anyway, it's been pretty darn cold. I can't even handle this cold. I don't know how I did it when I was a kid, but my kids have been home the last 2 days. We call them cold days. And it's been nice, even though they've had the last 2 weeks off because of, you know, Christmas break. But these past 2 days, they've been playing, they've been in the house, so they've been playing Monopoly. And they've actually been getting along so well because they have no one else to play with because everybody's home. No, my kids in general do get along. But, you know, there's five kids here. Anyway, so Monopoly is on my kitchen table. The process, the game is in progress, always in progress here. All right, well, so stay warm, everybody, and safe, and check on your elderly neighbors. This is a public service announcement from Dolly McCarthy. Hey, we had a great night last Saturday night. I want to do a quick shout-out before the show and say hello and thanks to everybody that came out to support the Dolly McCarthy Show, which was a part of the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention had an event last Saturday night at the Home Bar in Arlington Heights. And we had a great turnout. And so I want to thank everybody for coming out. And it was cold and rainy. And people still showed up. Great bands performed. I want to do a shout out to Sealed with a Kiss. They're going to come on the Dolly McCarthy Show. I'm going to have them on in a couple weeks. We'll get them squeezed in here. Great band, Sealed with a Kiss. They're the ones. And the other band, the Michael Reiser Band, the two of those bands put together this great event, great turnout for a great cause. Do shout out to my friend Joey Domino, who, so funny, he plays in the Michael Reiser Band. I'm looking at this guy. He's an amazing guitarist up there. And I'm looking at him. I'm like, I know this dude. I know him from somewhere. So afterwards, I totally forgot about it because they were up on stage for quite a while. And then he came up to me and he says, hey, Dolly, you know this guy? And I look over to my friend Lorenzo. Back in the day, when I was in high school, I used to work at a pizza place called the Plaza Pizzeria at the Harlem and Irving Plaza, the Hip, we called it. And Lorenzo and I worked there. Well, Joey Domino, he started working there too. So the three of us would flip pizzas all the time together. And here it is, how many years later? I don't want to say it, because I used to hear my mother say it, and I used to think, God, she's old. Because I ain't that old. I ain't that old, people. I'm only five. No, I'm kidding. You know what? This is what happens when you give up coffee for the new year. I gave up coffee. Because, you know, remember I used to, a couple of shows, I had two cups of coffee before the show, and my hands were shaking. All right, enough of that. So, yeah, that was really cool to see Joey Domino and my friend Lorenzo. We were back together again after at least 20 years. I mean, at least. I'm not going to go beyond that, okay? Anyway, it was great to see them. Ryan Shiverini was there. He performed his new hit song, Chicago, Well, I don't know if it's a hit. It's hit in Chicago. Great song about Chicago. If you haven't heard it yet, you can Google it and see his video, which is, you know, just as good as the song. It's kind of like, you know, the movie, just as good as the book. This video is just as good, if not better, than the song. Oops, I hope Ryan's not listening. I love the song, Ryan. It was great to meet him. He's such a gentleman. I mean, the guy is really, really famous in Chicago, and everybody there wanted to meet him. And he went around the whole room greeting everybody, thanking them for coming and taking pictures. So what a class act he was. He didn't have to do that. He could have sat in his little reserved corner like big-time celebrities do, but Ryan didn't. And, you know, even though he's not from Chicago, he gets my blessing as a true Chicagoan because of how he acted that night and how he went around the room. That's what Chicago people do. We're down to earth. We're keeping it real, people. And I went around the room, too, but no one asked for my picture. No, I'm kidding. I did the same thing, and it was so great to meet people. And I really want to thank all of my listeners that came out. You guys were so, so sweet. And oh, last but not least, I can't forget about my homie, Robbie Gold, who was there. I'm so thrilled to introduce Robbie Gold. You've heard him on the show before as a singer-songwriter. Great, great artist. And you'll catch him at Wrigley Field quite a bit this summer. So, anyway, great night, Saturday night. Okay, said hello to everybody. Thanked everybody. Next, special day today. You know what today is? Come on, you got to know what today is. It's Elvis's birthday. Oh, shoot, do I have a birthday song? Jeez. We got something. We got something Elvis-y. Hey, listen to this.
It's a one for the money, two for the show. Here you get ready, go, dolly, go, while you're dancing with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Yeah, down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweatshoes. Go, dolly, go.
Hey, my buddy Ronnie B. Elvis is on the line. Actually, it's Elvis. Wait, yeah, it's Elvis. Elvis, happy birthday.
Well, happy birthday. Well, happy birthday. Well, thank you very much, honey.
Well, I guess I was going to ask you to sing Happy Birthday to Elvis, but, you know, maybe I should do it because it's your birthday. Want to do it together?
Yeah, that sure. Sounds good to me. Sounds good to me, dear. Okay.
You know, the whole world is singing Happy Birthday to Elvis because we love 80th birthday. Can you believe he's 80 today? Or he would have been. Well, he is.
Uh-huh.
He's still out there somewhere, right? He's alive somewhere, right? You believe he's
uh-huh.
alive out there?
Oh, he's alive in everybody's heart.
Yeah.
No, he's alive and everybody's heart's out there.
And you. All right, are we singing Happy Birthday? Let's do it.
Sure, it sounds good to me, dear.
So I do the Marilyn Monroe version and you do the Elvis version?
Whatever you want to do, sugar. Okay,
all right,
are we
I'll
ready?
Let me get
the countdown going. We're going to do it on one, two, three. We're going to do it on three, okay?
Okay.
All right. One, two, three. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, Elvis Aaron Presley. Happy birthday to you. Excuse me, Elvis.
Happy
birthday to you.
Oh, God, I'm so off key this morning.
Happy 80th, man.
Hey, man, 80 years of Elvis, and this guy is still, you know, it's amazing that he is still so, so popular and among all generations, even the young generation coming up, the youngsters, they're still into Elvis. Why do you think that is?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Well, he's just got that magic, that charisma.
Well, and the music.
You know, I mean, it's just what it is. He sang from the heart, sang from the soul, sang from the hip, shoot from the hip. I mean, the guy just had it. He had it all together. He had it. Just he was born with that feeling, and he just generated across to everybody else and got them tapping their feet, tapping their fingers, being able to get up there and jump and jive. You know what I mean, dear?
Yeah, like you do now on stage. I still have to get to one of Ronnie B. Elvis's shows. I mean, how long have I known you? Over a year now? This is horrible. What kind of a friend am I?
Oh, no, you're fine. It all comes down to, lady, is just a distance situation. I happen to be on one side of the world. You're over there. Let's see, you're in Naperville. I'm always over out northwest, usually performing out around, what is it, Johnsburg, McHenry County, Cary, pretty much so. That's about it. You know, you got a long drive to get out there.
Yeah, the one show I was going to get to, it was pretty darn cold and rainy that night, remember? And it was an hour-long drive, and I thought, you know,
right.
I think I'm going to have to reschedule this. You know, you're worth the trip, but, you know, I got five kids at home.
And
say, hey, Mom, what are you doing going out in this weather to see Elvis? Elvis is dead, Mom. Come on. I'm kidding. No, I've heard your show. I've seen your videos, and they're great. They're great.
Thank you.
You really do. When I watch you, I think of Elvis. I don't think of Ronnie. I think that's Elvis up there.
I think that's really a good thing, don't you?
That's a really good thing. Hey, today, Elvis's birthday. We're talking to Ronnie B. Elvis. You got any gigs today or people calling you and saying, hey, come on over?
Well, actually, I do have a private gig tonight out in Barrington.
Do you really? Oh,
yeah,
darn,
I really do.
Private?
Yeah it is, yeah.
We're going to have to crash that party.
we can make that happen. I can make that happen.
I might. Okay, you know what? Don't say it now, but you know what? You send me a message and let me know where you're at. I may just have to crash that party. My sister's in
Okay, Paris. Okay, and you're more than welcome to. And what I wanted to
throw
out there is I'd like to thank Elvis for all of the awesome rock and roll tunes that he gave the world, all the beautiful love songs, and naturally from the heart, all the beautiful gospel that he sang.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We love Elvis. Thank you,
he was
Elvis
a total gift. What would this world do? He was a total gift. What would this world do without him if it came to the point of saying rock and roll without Elvis Aaron Presley's name involved with it, right, baby?
You know, you are so right. And think about it. Take Elvis out and think of the world without Elvis.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? It's amazing the impact he had. I mean, bigger than Michael Jackson. Michael Jackson probably sold more records, right, than Elvis, but that was a different
mm-hmm.
time and day. But if you think about Elvis, the impact he had in all of our lives, you don't even realize the impact he had.
Quite true.
You don't even realize. You take it probably for, we all take it, probably take it all for granted. But it really
mm-hmm.
was, just he changed the world just with his,
yes,
his
he
music.
Did. Yes,
and
he did.
His style. Wouldn't you say his style and God.
Oh, yeah, everything.
Oh, help me, mercy with his look.
What was that now?
I said, and mercy with his looks.
Oh, yeah. I mean, once he caught on, it was like, I guess every guy out there wanted to comb his hair the same way. Every guy out there wanted to talk like him, walk like him, and every gal out there wanted an Elvis arm in arm to be with, you know. So anybody that was just kind of looking a little greasy Elvis-y back then, you know, in the 50s, 60s, you could usually find a gal on that guy's arm with a poodle skirt on, you know.
Yeah, right. Well, we miss Elvis, even though he's here with us. But, man, it would have been cool to see him as an 80-year-old.
Yeah.
Elvis, if you're listening to this, happy birthday, my friend. And Ronnie, my friend here on this earth, thank you so much for bringing it so much joy on this show and laughs and music and fun music. It's been great
to
know you.
And I really consider you a dear friend as far, you know, vice versa, Dolly.
Oh. All right, I'm going to play, I got a Ronnie B. Elvis song here. Ronnie, do you remember this one?
I'm listening.
Dolly, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Dolly, let me be your teddy bear.
I
yeah,
love it.
Yeah.
Hey, how about that line right there? I bet that was scandalous back then. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Oh, my God.
Woo-woo. Woo-woo.
Woo. You didn't know that song. That was pure music. Breakthrough lyrics.
Yes,
it
was.
Did Elvis write his songs? That was out.
He didn't write many songs at all. No, not that I know. Not that I'm recollect to. I can't even think of a tune who's actually penned by Elvis. Seriously speaking,
right.
You know, maybe
yeah.
one of your listeners out there could call and hit that nail on the head. But actually, no, I can't really think of a song that Elvis actually wrote.
Okay. All right. It's all right with us, Elvis. We still love you just the same, even though I love those originals. Hey, Ronnie B. Elvis. All right, have fun today at your show.
Okay, well, this evening, right?
Have a good time.
And thanks a lot for having me on again. Every time I'm on the show with you, you make my day. You make my morning.
Oh. Well, I'm so glad you could come on and spend some time with me. Okay, wait. What shows you got coming up?
As far as for the public, at this particular point, there's some negotiations going on with a particular agency, so I'm not really at liberty to actually put out there if indeed the next show does take place for the public. So that's just how it is right now, Dolly.
Well, all right, ladies and gentlemen, Elvis is for hire. Ronnie B. Elvis, very entertaining. This guy has some great talent, and I love you as Elvis.
Thank you.
All right, give him a call. Ronnie
too.
B. Elvis. Is it ronniebelvis.com? What's your website?
No. It's just a Facebook page. It's just Ronnie B. Elvis.
You know what? You don't even need a website. I don't even have a website. People keep telling me.
I know. Who needs that nowadays? Throw money out the window? I could save that money and go out and get another pair of blue suede shoes, baby.
All right. Ronnie B., thank you so much. Happy birthday, Elvis.
Okay. And thank you, Dolly. And I'll be in touch with you. And you have a wonderful day.
You too.
All right. Bye-bye, sweetie.
It's a one for the money, two for the show. Here to get ready, go, Dolly, go. Are you dancing with those pretty blue sweat shoes? Yeah. Down the dance floor with those pretty blue sweat shoes. Go, Dolly, go.
I have to thank Ronnie B. Elvis for those tunes because I can't play any Elvis things. I have no rights, no Elvis songs. I didn't mean to say things. Hello. That's what happens when you give up coffee in the new year. The brain takes a beat here. All right, hey, we love listening to Elvis, and I love my listeners and all of you that listen on Blog Talk Radio for the last 2 years, 2.5 years. Thank you for hanging on there. That's where I have a ton of listeners. But, you know, recently, a couple months back, I hope I got him on the line, Steve Toohey called me.
He said, "Dolly, I want to put your show on my station."
No, I'm kidding. He doesn't have that voice. Steve, are you there?
Sure. Good morning.
I totally did the opposite of your voice.
Dolly, would you like to put your show on my station? And then you're like,
I think
hey,
you got Elvis on the brain. Yeah, you got Elvis on the brain. You automatically go into the Elvis voice for everybody today. That's all right. It's Elvis Day.
I'm going to have my deep, sexy voice on today. Okay, I'm going to make it more female, though. This is Steve Toohey, stevetoohey.com, Steve Toohey-ville Radio. Steve, plug away. He carries my show. I love
yeah,
it.
Yeah, Saturdays, every Saturday at noon, we replay your show that you do here on Thursdays. It's toohey-ville.com, TOUHYVILLE.com. Toohey, just like the street in Chicago. So very easy to remember, just like the street sign, Toohey.
Yeah. I lived right by Toohey and Higgins growing up. Toohey and Higgins on the northwest side of Chicago. So Steve's a radio celebrity himself, and I invited him on the show today to talk about his show, you know, because he's going to scratch my back at one time, and I'm going to be on his show. No, I'm kidding. It doesn't matter. It's all good. I find your show really entertaining,
anytime.
Steve. Anything that's entertaining
that's
and
sweet.
Fun. And that's what your show is. You are fun, and you've got a great laugh. I think we've got legendary
you.
We got legendary laughs in radio. I was told that the other night when I was on WGN 720 AM and I was doing traffic, but they kept talking to me and I thought it was hilarious and I was laughing and they started talking about my laugh. You're going to bottle my laugh. Okay. I should probably put that on eBay or something, huh? Steve, you should do the same. We should do that. The Steve and Dolly laugh. Anyway, your show is great. It's high energy. It's fun. It kind of reminds me of my show. Lots of good stuff.
Yeah, that's why I thought you'd fit perfect on the station. I mean, it's, you know, the station started off with the idea of it's just a morning talk show every day, Monday through Friday, 3 hours. We cover everything outside of politics. I don't touch politics. So, like this morning, we talked to People's Choice Awards and all that kind of stuff. And then I thought, well, I want to start adding other shows on the weekends to the lineup. And when I heard your show, you're absolutely right. It just fits perfect. It's the same kind of thing. It's fun. It's guests. It's local to Illinois. It's just a good time. So that's the kind of radio I did for 20 years on AM/FM radio. And I thought, you know, I'm just going to do my own thing and run around and sell it and see where it goes. So I've been doing it for just over a year now on the internet. It was a year last Halloween. So and it's going well. So we're on iTunes now with the podcast and all that stuff, just like yours. So you know, you can download it, listen to it everywhere. Start from the beginning and start it wherever you want, or go to twoevil.com and it just rotates all day long. It just keeps playing all day long in the same show. So yeah, I have fun. But every time
day.
I go to your Facebook, you're everywhere. You're everywhere. Like every time I go to your Facebook page, you're on another station. You are absolutely everywhere.
I have a few clones out there. My life would be so much easier and so much more fun, like twice the fun if I had a clone. I'd have the one.
No, I don't know how you do that. You have five kids, and I heard you talking earlier about how Monopoly is set up, because that's a game totally for the wintertime, totally for Christmas break, because you set it up on the dining room table or the kitchen table, and it has to stay till it's done. But the only way you can get a game of Monopoly done is if you spend a week playing it. You can't possibly get that done in one evening.
That's what I told the kids when they first opened up the box. I go, do you guys remember playing this? And because I bought it when they were really, really young. I played with them, but we never – this is the first time they've played it in days. I mean, in years. And they've been playing it over the course of, like, 3 days now. It's hilarious. I love it. And it's so funny because I heard the other morning, my daughter is like, I want to buy Marvin Gardens. And I'm like, oh, yeah, Marvin Gardens. I have so many great memories of Marvin Gardens. Hearing those words, Marvin Gardens, you know, go to jail, go directly to jail, do not pass go. All these things that we, because we didn't have video games when we were kids, Steve. We're not that old, but we didn't have video games. We had Pong, but we really survived the family vacations on Monopoly, Trouble, Hungry Hungry Hippos.
Sure.
What else? Well,
I mean, it was Connect Four. You know, I mean, I remember Connect Four. We would play. And then remember when Trivial Pursuit came out? We were just talking about this the other day. It was like the biggest game in the world. It was like that everywhere you went, any kind of get together you went to, it was Trivial Pursuit. It was, we have to play Trivial Pursuit. Oh my goodness, we have to play Trivial Pursuit. No matter where you went, that was it. That was the game you had to play, was Trivial Pursuit.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, we need stuff like that. We need things like, we need games like that to come make a comeback, to spend more time with families. Well, I do it, but this next generation coming up, are they going to be playing these games? I hope so. Because that's what really brings the family together, and all the craziness of each of us comes out, and the laughing. And but you're
absolutely
so right about that Trivial Pursuit.
We played at Christmas when we got together, we played a game called Heads Up, which you actually use your iPad for. But it's a combination of an actual, like, family game and the technology. And have you seen the TV show Hollywood Game Night with Jane Lynch? Do you know what show I'm talking about?
No, I haven't seen that one.
Okay, it's one of the categories on that. I'll take Colin for the center square, yes.
Yeah, remember when you were homesick from school and you watched Hollywood Squares? Oh, I'm so old.
Absolutely. Charles Nelson Reilly. Oh, that's funny. Well, it's funny you were talking about our youth. We grew up in the same area, so I totally remember going to the Hip. You said the Harlem Irving Plaza. That was the Hip when we were growing up. That's where we went. That's where we hung out. That was the place.
We hung out in the same place. I didn't realize you're from the Northwest Side. Northwest Sider.
Oh, sure. Sure.
Yeah,
I grew
so
up at I grew up essentially Canfield and Foster. That's not far from there. Yeah. Harlem and Foster, in that area.
Okay, Canfield, you know how many years there was that big pothole sitting there at Canfield and Foster? Do you remember that big, huge pothole there?
I absolutely do, sure.
You don't. No, you got to. It was there for years, this pothole in Chicago.
Yeah,
City of Chicago.
Yeah, I absolutely do.
Pothole.
That's where I went to school.
I can't tell you how many times
I hit
that.
There's a grammar school right there. Yeah.
Did you go to Taft?
What's that?
Did you go to Taft?
No.
Taft High School.
No, I went to St. Pat's, Belmont and Austin.
No, wait, my brother. That's where I grew up, Belmont and Austin. Okay, and my brothers all went to St. Pat's. I went to St. Ferdinand. What grammar school did you go to? Okay, we're going
to
have a conversation.
Everybody just... You guys just hang out for a minute. I went to St. Eugene.
Oh, yeah,
I went to St. Eugene, which is right there at Canfield and Foster.
Father Kehoe was there.
Yeah.
You remember Father Kehoe? You do not.
At St. Eugene? No, I don't remember Father Kehoe.
He was. Then he came to St. Ferdinand. He came from Eugene
Got
to
it.
St. Ferdinand. All right, enough of that. But anyway, you
That's
went to St. Patrick's or Shamrock.
Yeah.
Irish.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
What year did you graduate?
Yeah. 92.
Yeah. Did you really? Do you know any of my
sure.
brothers?
I don't know. I might. I don't know if they were, because you said, I think you said your brother was, might have been a senior when I was a freshman, maybe.
Did we talk about this?
Your brother's a little older than me.
I can't remember us talking about
it. We talked quickly about it the first time we talked. When did your brother graduate?
Gosh, let me see. It had to have been 91, 92. Dan Karavet.
Oh, okay.
And then
so we probably had a couple of
my brother
classes,
Peter went there. Peter Karavet, Joe Karavet, John Karavet, Tom Karavet, and Danny Karavet. I take that back. We moved Danny senior year, so he finished up at Oak Grove High School. That's right.
Got it.
The girls, we all went to Mother Mary.
So we never ran into each other, you know, in the middle years.
At the hip. Probably at the hip. I bet you I served
probably,
you twice
probably
pizza.
At the hip. You probably did. When you said they used to work at the pizza place at the Harlem Irving Plaza, I'm like, I was there all the time in high school. That was
the
place.
Probably,
absolutely.
You know how many kids I let have free pizza because they were short 35 cents? It was $1.35 to get that slice of pizza. And everybody was always short, like 35 cents. So I let so many kids go by. I bet I did that to you. But
probably.
How we bonded.
We probably did. Yeah.
This is funny. Okay, Steve, you got to come back on the show when I have more time. I'm running behind now. But listen, okay, your show airs every day in the morning.
Every day, Monday through Friday. Every day, Monday through Friday, live from 6:30 to 9:30 in the morning. And then it repeats all day long. So you can tune in anytime to Touhyville, TOUHYVILLE.com. You can find us on Facebook, Facebook.com/Touhyville. And you can listen. But anytime you go to the website, the show just keeps repeating all day long. Or you can find it on iTunes on the podcast. So, and being a fellow
it's
talk
a show
host, show. I understand when you're falling behind. So I will let you move along because I know you've got people to take care of, other guests on the line, and of course, sponsors to take care of. So have a wonderful day.
Today. It was so great to talk to you.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
The Allie McCarthy Show. I want to say hello to all my listeners on Touhyville.com. Check them out. And
absolutely.
Check out Steve's show in the morning. It's so fun. I catch you sometimes before I'm running out the door. So, Steve, thanks for calling in. And come back on again. We got to have more time. I'll make more time next time. Talk about
All right, we'll have you on my show soon. We'll have you on my show soon so we can talk about your show being on Touhyville on Saturdays at noon. All right, have a great week.
Awesome. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Paul Harvey, good day.
I said hello.
Truth. I'm bringing the truth. Hey, our next guest coming up really quick. I got to make a quick announcement here. Quick thing. Costa-Cane County is having their Children's Champion Celebration, and the Dolly McCarthy Show is a proud, proud sponsor. Once again, we've been doing this. This will be our third year linked in with Costa-Cane County. So proud of the work they do. They're having their black and white. Flip that there. Their black and white diamond ball. It will be Saturday, March 7th, 2015, that's this year, at the Q Center in St. Charles. CASA was established in 1988, and they support and represent the best interests of over 550 probate and abused or neglected children within the Kane County Juvenile Court System. So please join me on Saturday, March 7th, in support of Costa-Cane County's Children's Champion Celebration. Again, the Dolly McCarthy Show is such a proud sponsor of this. I love Costa-Cane County, and I love the executive director over there, Gloria Bunce, and all of her volunteers. She's got over 300 volunteers there serving in Kane County. But there's CASAs all over the place. But this one is a group that's near and dear to my heart, and I hope you'll join me for that and, you know, request to be at my table or come sit by me. Anyway, okay, my next guest I'm thrilled to have on the show, Carol Ferguson. She is passionate about supporting divorced women like herself, like myself, and she's the owner of Life Continues After Divorce website. Let me just welcome her to the show. Hey, Carol, good morning.
Hey, Dolly. Thank you for having me on your show.
You're so welcome. You're so welcome. So you've been certified as a Fit for Love coach. What is that? Let's lay out.
Well, that's a program that's designed to help women get back into the dating scene. It's not really a dating site like Match.com or any of those others. It's actually a course that I've developed with the Fit for Love certification to help women get ready for dating. And I specifically work with women who are divorced and think that they're ready to start dating again. And it's all about finding out, you know, what it is that you want in a partner this time around so you don't make the same mistakes, if you will, that you made the last time around, although I'm not sure that any experience in life is a mistake. But it is designed to help women get ready for dating again after a divorce.
So your website focuses on four aspects, you say here, of life after divorce, and namely finances, emotions, parenting, and dating. And you have 21 undeniable benefits of being divorced. So we'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's talk about life after divorce and women in general. We're specifically talking about you're talking mostly about women here. That's your expertise. So obviously, because you're a woman too. But but men men listening to this right now can perhaps get some good healthy advice from this as well, right? Because we all
certainly
make mistakes, and not that we all make mistakes and we want to learn from our mistakes, but you know, sometimes you keep making those mistakes over and over again and you need somebody like you to point it out or some material out there. So this is kind of a neat, so the website is called www.lifecontinuesafterdivorce.com. we're talking to Carol Ferguson here. So Carol, all right, let's talk about life after divorce. Let's talk about dating first. When's a good time to start dating after your divorce?
Well, it's different for everybody. I think when you actually start thinking about it, when it becomes something that you're thinking about, then it's probably time to start diving in. I know that after mine, it was many years before I even thought about it or was even interested in it. So it all depends on the person. We all also get over traumatic events in our life at different times. It takes some people, you know, longer than others. So it all depends on the person. But when you're comfortable about dating and you start thinking about it, then I think that's a good time to actually start looking into it.
Mm-hmm. What if you want to do it right away? What if you think, oh, I'm ready, but you really aren't? How do you know maybe I shouldn't do this?
Right. Well, that's one of the things that I do in the program is help you to figure out whether you're ready or not. And I do have a lot of articles on my website that talk about how to figure out whether you're ready or not. I have some expert interviews with people who can help with that sort of discussion or decision that you want to make. But definitely it's something that you need to really, you know, think about and get some advice on, even if you want to talk to your friends or other people in your family. But I do have some resources on the website to help with that for sure.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's talk about, you mentioned finances here. So what about that after divorce? What should a woman make sure she has in order or have after divorce, or maybe even before the divorce? What advice on finances do you have?
Well, the information I have on finances is specifically, you know, how to manage your money, because a lot of us, when we're married, we leave the finances to one person. It's a lot of times not just something that's done by both partners. It's usually one, and a lot of times it's the man that does the finances. Now, not always, but if you were in that situation where you did not handle the finances and you obviously are alone now and need to know how to do that, that's what my website is about. I have, again, some tools up there, some articles, all kinds of information on how to handle your finances, how to learn how to budget, how to get your, try and get yourself out of debt, what are the things that you need to do in order to establish a credit rating for yourself if you don't have one, all those types of information.
Mm-hmm. And this is a tricky one. This is the most important one, in my opinion, the parenting after divorce. What are some of the pitfalls that, you know, even if your divorce was, you know, amicable, and, you know, you're getting along, so to speak, you still can fall into some bad habits with parenting after a divorce. And you're the expert. I'll let you talk about that. What should we be careful for? Divorce women.
Yeah, absolutely. And I also had, I guess you could call it an amicable divorce. I mean, we didn't go through the lawyers. We did it through mediation and so on. Although, we still had issues with parenting, and if I were to do it again, there were certainly things that I would do differently, and I think that one of the most difficult things is to, you know, put your feelings aside and really focus on the children. They have to be your number one concern. It's not their fault. It's not their issue. It's, you know, it's not because of them that you've divorced, and they shouldn't have to carry a lot of the burden of that divorce. So definitely the thing to do is to really listen to them and explain to them and keep them in the loop. You know, don't think that just because they're children they don't understand or they don't need to know. They definitely need to be in the loop, understand what's going on, listen to what they have to say. I know that I interviewed a woman. I have an interview with her, and she did a lot of studies with adults or grown children, and most of them, their biggest concern when their parents divorced was that they weren't listened to. And I know that, you know, we get caught up in our own world and our own issues, and we sometimes think that, you know, the kids will be fine, you know, I'll just do what I have to do. But they really need to be in the loop. They really need to know what's going on, and you really need to listen to them and let them voice their opinions and tell you how they're feeling about things. And you can't always solve their problems, but at least just having someone to talk to, I'm sure, is better for them. I know that I took my kids to social workers just to give them the opportunity. And sometimes, you know, your children won't want to speak to you because they might feel that, you know, they were the ones that were responsible for the divorce. They might feel that they want to say things that would hurt you or that you would be upset about. So sometimes you need to take them to someone else, a third party. And I did that with my children, and I'm really glad that I did. So those are certainly the most important things I think you have to do with your children. Listen to them and give them the opportunity to have someone to speak to if it's not you.
Absolutely. You know, I rarely talk about that part of my life, but I will say this, having gone through that, and I will say this because I want people to realize that, you know, children come first, no matter what. And this is something, I'm going to say this because I value that, and it's something that's so sacred, you know, giving them an innocent childhood and listening to them and making sure they're okay. And here I'm rambling here. But my point is, because it's kind of uncomfortable for me to talk about this, I don't really talk about my children in this way and give of myself like that because it's so personal right now, so current. But make no mistake, you know, this getting them into a third-party counseling, you would be surprised the things that you think you know about your children or how they feel. And then you discover through counseling, they'll bring something up that just totally throws you. You never thought that they were thinking that, and because you think I try to talk to my kids a lot, and I think I got a handle on what's going on with them. But having gone through counseling after my divorce, it was an eye opener. They were saying things that I had no idea were bothering them, and we really got closer. Can you believe that? I thought this. thought it was going to be really difficult, and it was, but I thought it was beyond repair at some times, but this really brought us back together, made us even more closer.
That's wonderful.
So important. I will say that. I mean, I'm going to give a little bit of my personal life out there because of the benefit of children. We got to be their advocate. So if you're going through a divorce or have been through a divorce, you think your kids are fine, you know what? Maybe check them in with a counselor just to get just a few sessions to make sure they're on the right track and that you're communicating and being honest with each other. Honesty, for sure. Okay, I've rambled on here because it was not the best the best English, but I'm trying to explain from my heart where I'm coming from to benefit my listeners because, you know, children, we have to be their advocates. We have to protect them and put aside your life for a while. Put aside your dating life and what you want to do and make sure they're on track still. And then once that happens, then I think, in my opinion, you're ready to do you're ready to date and do other things for yourself, but make sure they're on track. And it may be an ongoing thing, right? I mean, you're the expert. Sorry, Carol, I'm rambling here. But you know what I want to talk about, too, is you mentioned some key points. 21 you have? 21, is that all? Undeniable benefits of being divorced. Now, I'm not advocating divorce at all, but the word sounds so awful in our vocabulary, but you're saying there's some benefits to it. Okay, let's start. We can't go through all 21, but how about the top three?
Yeah, I'll give you a couple. And I'd love to hear your passion about your children. And definitely, I think the thing that I really did properly after my divorce, and as you said, I'm not advocating divorce either, and my website is not about telling people how to get divorced. It's people that have already divorced and how to help them move on. But one thing that I did, and I'm glad that I did, was that I really just focused on my children and my job. Of course, I had to bring money in, so I focused on my children and my job. And I started focusing on myself. And it wasn't for many years until I started thinking about dating or anything else other than that. But some of the benefits of being divorced is that you get to focus on yourself. Because a lot of times when you're married, not only is it the children, it's also your husband. And it seems that, you know, you end up being the last person that anybody looks after. And that's one of the benefits that I see of being divorced is taking the time and looking after yourself. So you can become a stronger person because, as the saying goes, if you can get through this, you can get through anything. So I found personally that it made me a stronger person. That's certainly one of the benefits that I would pass on to anyone who's at that mm-hmm. place right now. Another benefit is that,
I would have to agree with you on that, that's for sure. Okay, so let's go on to the next one.
You can grow as a person. It can be actually a time of real growth, experimentation. You can grow as a person. It can be the beginning of a very fulfilling, maybe even a better life. And the only restrictions on your life will be those that you impose. So I would say that. You can become more creative. For every problem, there's a solution, and divorced women seem to be able to find those solutions because we have to. We don't grow very much when things go smoothly. When we stretch ourselves and learn to get over these not failures, but these difficult times in our lives, it certainly expands our creativity, expands our capabilities, and gives us opportunities to become real problem solvers and to expand our skills as people.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is, let's see, what else? It's a chance to change habits and your patterns. It's an ideal time for you to look at yourself, as I said, take time for yourself, and change habits and patterns that you don't like about yourself or that didn't work in your marriage. That's one of the things that I spent a lot of time on myself also. Well, I realized after I got through some of the emotions, the hurt, the anger, all of that, that this relationship failed because the two of us, it wasn't just his fault or just my fault, the both of us.
Sorry to interrupt. Are you standing by a TV or something? We're picking up some your noise in the background there, and people can't hear you. We couldn't hear that last part. There we go.
Okay.
I think it's gone now. There we go. Okay.
It's a chance to change habits and patterns. It's an ideal time to look at yourself and change some of the things that you don't like or things that didn't work in your marriage. When I got through all of the emotional parts, the anger, the hurt, the frustration, all that, I realized that, you know, it takes two to make a marriage and it takes two to break a marriage. And I really spent some time figuring out what it was I liked and didn't like about myself and worked on changing the things I didn't like, not for somebody else, but for me. So it's really a good time to go through a healing process and look about what it is that you want to change on your life. Mm-hmm. So those are three. I have certainly more if you have some time, but those are the three top ones.
21 undeniable, she says, benefits of being divorced. You can check out Carol Ferguson's website at www.lifecontinuesafterdivorce.com. Well, Carol, thanks for this has been interesting, and I'd love to have you on again when we have more time and get more into it because, women, you say all these things, but women going through divorce is very, very hard, and you need a support system. And that is not as common out there as a support system. I mean, you can go to counseling, but, I mean, I think divorce groups out there are good. So if you could get some support through that, maybe through your church, you know, lean on people, lean on your friends to get you through this. But this website is pretty interesting. Carol Ferguson, are you also a life coach, too? Can people call you up and get get help from you? Is that what you do? Because I see you have a Fit for Love. You're a Fit for Love coach. We talked about that a little bit.
Yes, I do
coaching.
Is that
a life coach too? Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I do life coaching.
Reach out to Carol in that way.
I really enjoyed our conversation. I'm so glad to have talked with you, Dolly, and I'd certainly love to come back anytime. And thank you for mentioning my website. I do have a number of tools on the website to help people at certain stages of their after-divorce journey. So I encourage people to have a look and see if there's something there that can support them.
True, for sure. Carol Ferguson, the website is lifecontinuesafterdivorce.com. Thanks, Carol, so much.
Thanks. Thanks, Dolly.
Thanks so much.
Bye.
You're listening to The Dolly McCarthy Show.
Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. It's The Dolly McCarthy Show.
All right, my next guest has been so patiently on hold here as I'm running behind on this show. And she is a lovely mother of two beautiful daughters. Her name is Jennifer Orlando. And I'm ahead of her on the show because this woman started her own business, and I want you to hear about how she started this, but her business is creating handcrafted rustic shutters and interior rolling barn doors. You all know I love country, and I love to take pictures of barns, and one of the things I love about barns, those sliding barn doors, they're just so adorable, and did you know you could put one in your own home? All you got to do is call Jennifer Orlando, and she will make you one. It's that simple. Let her do all the hard work, but they are adorable. And Jennifer's on the line. Hey, Jennifer. Thanks for coming
Hello,
on
Dolly,
the show.
Hello, Dolly. How are you? Good. Thanks
I'm
for
good.
Having
thanks
me.
Thanks for being on hold and being so patient there. We
oh,
got
no
you
problem.
Now, though. So the website, I'm going to put this out there in case people are listening and they want to just go jump on the web and look at her site. The website is shuttersbyjen.com, and she also has a Facebook page as well, Shutters by Jen. Pretty simple.
Yeah.
Or you can even call her at 630-675-7392, and she can give you the rundown. Hey, Jen, so tell us why rustic shutters and interior barn doors? Did you grow up on a farm? I mean, why that?
No, not at all. Not at all. You know, I just wanted to – I wish I did, but no.
The country?
I just wanted – No, I grew up in the suburbs in Villa Park, and we had bought a house a while ago, and it was very bland on the front of it. And I wanted shutters, but I kept looking at all these mass-produced shutters, and I'm like, ugh, those are not going to work. And I just started making shutters for the outside of my house. And I was in my backyard. I'm beating the wood with these chains and everything. The neighbors thought I was crazy to do it. And I made my own homemade stain that gives it a gorgeous, weathered, rustic look to it. And I perfected these things. I put them up on my house, and I had like people stopping by asking me where I bought these shutters from. And then I started making them for friends and family. And I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to turn this into a business. And that's where it started. It started from my own home. And I do it out of my home. And that's the gist of it. Pretty simple.
Isn't that funny? A lot of businesses start out that way, where you
mm-hmm.
can't find what you're looking for. And
right.
you want a certain kind of quality and a look, and it's not
mm-hmm.
there. So, heck, I'm going to do it myself. And it's, were you a stay-at-home
exactly.
mom at the time?
I'm sorry?
Were you a stay-at-home mom at the time? And you said
no,
you were in the backyard?
No, I worked, but I did it on the side from when I was
okay.
working as well. But it just kind of took on a life of its own. So it's just it's been fantastic.
Now, when did
just,
you start all this? How many years you've been going at this?
I've been doing it about a year and a half now.
Oh, just a year and a half. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You
but
are
there's
one
really
busy
nothing.
Gal.
I am very busy. But there's nothing else out there like what I'm doing, to be honest with you, in around here where you can go and actually just touch these things and feel that they're good quality. I take a lot of pride in what I do. I make them from start to finish. I cut my own wood. I pick my own wood. I sand my own wood. I distress my own wood. Like I said, I have homemade stain that I make and I use. I use only top-of-the-line finishing products on these things. And I even have people that come out and measure and will install them for you as well. So you have to take that,
perfect.
You know, you don't have to worry about doing any of that stuff as well.
Easy.
So,
well, you've got lots of samples on your website and your Facebook
mm-hmm.
page. I was on there the other day and I pulled a picture
mm-hmm.
and posted it on my my own show page, and
yeah.
I've gotten a lot of response. I even had a couple of builders say, who is this gal? Because the work looks, even in the pictures, you know how some people say pictures don't do it justice? Well, your pictures
they
look
really
gorgeous.
Don't.
And
yeah.
they really, really, but those pictures look good. Look, you know, like I was
thank
saying,
you.
Like some pictures don't do a
yeah.
Site justice or a scene justice, but that those pictures look amazing, and
thank
you caught the attention of a lot of people for sure. And they are so one of a kind. So tell me how the rolling barn doors work, because I want one of those in my house.
Well,
in my townhouse. I don't know where I'll put it, but
I know they really make they look amazing. So I kind of design them as I go, and I have the track and all of your hardware that would be included with the barn door, and we go ahead and you could just measure your opening, and I will go ahead and make that for you, and we can deliver and install that as well for you, too.
Mm. Now,
so
you've installed these before on homes? Where do people put these rolling barn doors?
You could put them in front of a pantry. People are putting them in front of even the doorways to their master bedrooms, into their bathrooms, anywhere you want to just add some pizzazz or some character to
yeah.
a doorway,
mm-hmm.
you know? But it's really...
Yeah, I was thinking it would be cool. In a master
yeah,
bedroom.
I mean,
love that idea. Or like the basement, the rec room. Maybe you have a third
mm-hmm.
floor.
Yep. Anywhere, really. Anywhere. Even over a closet. You know, it really is
oh.
amazing. And it really, even like the shutters on the homes, it just sets them so apart from everybody else in the neighborhood. It really does.
Yeah.
And it's,
now, do you do this
you know,
full
even,
time now, Jen? Is this your full-time
yeah,
gig? You don't work it anymore? This is what you're doing?
I still work a little bit part-time right now, but I'm mostly doing the shutters.
Yeah.
Full-time, yeah. But
well,
I also have worked with... Go ahead.
Sorry, there's a little delay on the thing. Go ahead. You also work with who?
I've also worked with realtors, too, that have had a hard time selling a home. And I've put these on them just to give it more curb appeal. And the house,
really?
You know, the yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I have to say, my first house that I ever bought,
mm-hmm.
the shutters were awful.
Mm-hmm.
So I upgraded them. And it really did make a huge difference in the look of a house.
It does.
So you're absolutely mm-hmm. right on that. It does give it, mm-hmm. you wouldn't think, just shutters, you know. People come and they'll say, oh, you got to do landscaping or change the door. But sometimes just the shutters.
You don't even think about it. You don't even think about it. You know, and it's like once it pops into your mind, now you're looking at everybody's shutters. And you're like, wow, what a difference it can make on that house just by upgrading your shutters or giving the whole house a whole different look on it just by, you know. And I do colors, too. It's not just the rustic stain. I can do any color you want mm-hmm. for the house. It just doesn't have to be that stain in the varnish. It could be a color as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you do other things around the house? How about, like, cabinets? Would you stain or are you into that yet, or are you mostly just
I haven't gotten into that, but I'm definitely trying to explore more stuff as I go.
I know, because now that I've seen your work, I'm starting to think of other things in my house that I want done.
Oh, yeah, I've been looking in my kitchen. I'm like, okay, I'm going to take that beam, and I'm going to make my wood, my distressed wood, and I'm going to put it around the beam of my kitchen, you know, to give that just a little bit of the pizzazz in the kitchen, you know, and I'm going to put some, like a bar top I'm going to do on my house, too. I've done tabletops, you know, so there's like an endless possibility that you can do with this wood. You know, even somebody that's interested in wooding a whole wall, you know, I can make the wood for them ply on a wall as well.
Oh, I love that. Yeah, that's all
mm-hmm.
like the wainscoting, they call it, right? The wainscoting or?
Well, the wainscoting, but it's like a big thing now.
Listen to me, wainscoting.
Right,
what am I thinking? Okay, wainscoting. Yeah. That gets at that same rich look in a room.
Mm-hmm.
It really just adds.
It does. There's so many possibilities.
This room. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So you also you go to home shows. You were on Lou Manfredini's show not too long ago on WGN.
I was honored to have him be a guest on his show in October. And I am going to be at some upcoming home shows that you can come and see my samples as well. I have one in Drury Lane on January 24th and 25th. I'll be there. And also the Old House, New House home show on February 6th, 7th, and 8th. And that's in Pheasant Run Resort in St. Charles. And I'll have a list. I'm also in a whole bunch of other ones in Naperville, Arlington Heights, and all that coming up as well. But I can have a list of that on my Facebook and my website. I can get that up in the next day.
Yeah, go to her Facebook and her website and check out this. Mm-hmm. Your work is just beautiful. And it just
thank you. And if you can place an order by January 31st, I can guarantee that you'll have these on your home by spring, you know, for when the weather starts changing and that.
Perfect. So give the lady some time, okay? She's got two kids at home, but she can get the job done. We can do it.
Yes.
So let me ask you
this. Well,
they're
all handmade, so they take time. Yes.
They're beautiful. So how has it been? You started your own business here, and we were just talking to Carol Ferguson about women and divorce. Mm-hmm. Not that you have anything to do with that right now, but I'm just saying.
No, thank God. Knock on some wood. No, we're good.
Life after divorce, and a lot of times, you know, after divorce, you start something that you would have never done, and a lot of women do start their own businesses. And so I'm just wanting to get that perspective of starting your own business. Has it been worth it? Have you enjoyed it? What's been your
Oh, God, I love it. I love it. It's almost therapy because we have the two kids. My husband is fantastic with watching the kids upstairs while I go down in my workshop at work. I take the dogs down there with me. We hang out, you know, and I do my work. And it's very therapeutic. I enjoy going down there and working. You know, like I said, I'm so blessed to have a supportive spouse that will help with the kids and, you know, so I can get what I need to get done. And it's been very rewarding. I if somebody would told me 2 years ago that I'd be doing this, I'm like, you're crazy. But it's just, it's been wonderful. Yeah, I mean, like, I never would have thought, you know?
Yeah.
But
that's amazing.
It's been wonderful.
And the clients probably love you because you sound like such a nice person, an easygoing person, and someone that wants to do all you can to put out a good product for and make your customers happy. So, oh, boy, she's a nice gal, too. That's awesome. So it's a process. You want to work with someone who's pleasant and will listen to you and get it done the way you want it done because you've been there. You wanted something you wanted, and you just couldn't find it.
I did not want those mass-produced stuff. And, they look fabulous.
Well,
so
the shutters
it's very
are
rewarding.
Gorgeous.
Thank you.
To hear. The shutters are gorgeous.
Thank
They're handcrafted. all by Jennifer Orlando in her basement while her husband is watching the kids upstairs. And they're gorgeous. And these rolling barn doors are gorgeous. And like I said, this
I'll get a couple of those pictures of those up on the site as well.
Yeah, they were looking like, wow, that might be something I could incorporate in my new construction. How cool is that, Jen? That
definitely.
Your barn doors will be on these house. We're going to make that happen. So check out her website, shuttersbyjen.com, or you can check out her Facebook page, see some more pictures there. But
we have a lot of before and afters on Facebook. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Keep doing what you're doing.
Thank you so much for having me. I greatly appreciate it. Very
you're
nice
so
to talk to you. Thank you.
You too. Thanks for coming on. Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Well, that's all the time we have. I want to thank everybody and all my guests for coming on the show today. Carol Ferguson, Jennifer Orlando with Shutters by Jen. Carol Ferguson, of course, was the Life Continues After Divorce, the manager and owner of that website. Check her out, as well as Ronnie B. Elvis and Steve Chewy. Tuiville.com. You can also hear the Dolly McCarthy Show on Tuiville.com on Saturday mornings. So check out his website as well. God, I got a lot of things that I'm telling you what to do. Check out. But really, take a moment and take a look at these great folks and the amazing work that they're doing. And if you want a barn door, if you want those shutters installed, let Jen know. And I want to see them. So let me know if you're doing that. They're just gorgeous. I wish I had a house with shutters. I don't. Yeah, I got to check these out. The time we have, and I'm stalling here because I'm thinking that I'm forgetting something, but I'm not. It's the new year, and this is the 107th show of the Dolly McCarthy Show. Can you believe it? I can't believe it. I've done 107 shows, or 108 shows. Unbelievable. Hey, on that note, we want to end the show on a good note. We always do, so I want to remind you to stay positive and be good, everybody. Be good to each other. And if you haven't done so already, please like the Dolly McCarthy Show on Facebook and follow me on Twitter. And I'm going to try again next week to give out things. We just ran out of time. We couldn't get to any calls. But I'm going to try again next week. And so tune in for another great show. And next week, we are going to have on a young singer from the Chicagoland area, a young country singer. Her name is Emma Grace. She'll be on next week, and you'll get to hear her lovely voice. And then we've got a book that I'm in the process of reading. It's called Get Over Yourself, to be continued. You'll hear from the authors of that book and what that is all about next week on the Dolly McCarthy Show. So thanks, everybody, for listening, and I hope your new year is off to a great start. We'll see you next time on the Dolly McCarthy Show. Thank you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dolly McCarthy Show.
Yeah.
It's the Dolly McCarthy Show.
I feel nice. My sugar is fine.